undressing the dead. Hast thou a deeper planting, that thy death year bring swifter shoot? Hast thou entered more deeply the mountain, Ezra Pound? That the hair kept growing after death, we knew, and the fingernails, as though some final message had been sent but not received, had rippled out through axon, dendrite, synapse, yet not quite reached the shore, but that the heart beat too. That involuntary muscle kept contracting, pumping blood, and the nipples, little halos, still would harden, come erect to the tongue, surprised us both. What else is there, after all? The dying sigh, a slight electric current in the mind. No, not the brain, the mind, that folded puzzle, nest of dreams, perception and proposition. All men are mortal. Socrates is a man. Can Socrates be immortal? We may come back again, she said, or pass this way but once. But the lights were going out below in town as we took off our shirts, and the grass where we lay down kept right on growing.